Welcome to another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. I'm your host, Mia Chantel. And this week I have the pleasure of interviewing someone that you all either may or may not follow on Instagram, but you need to follow on Instagram. Her name is Destiny Darcelle, and she is a digital illustrator as well as a content creator. And for those that have been following me, you may have also noticed I created a coffee table book. She is the mastermind behind all of the imagery that you have in that book. So, everyone, please welcome Destiny to the show. Hi, Destiny.
Hi, Mia. How are you?
I am doing all right, doing all right. How are things going for you? How's this week been? It's Tuesday afternoon that we're recording, but how has your week been going so far?
My week has been going. I was traveling for the past 2 weekends, so I just feel like everything is running together. I feel like I'm finally getting some semblance of stillness, finally, but I'm still working. So.
Yes. And speaking of work, where do you get the inspiration for these images and how do you decide on those color schemes? Because if you follow her, you'll see she follows a color scheme every month.
Thank you for noticing. I feel like everyone doesn't notice the color schemes. I put so much effort into that. I get most of my inspo on Pinterest. Pinterest is that girl. I'm scrolling on Pinterest all day, every day, making collages all day, every day of like the hairstyles I like, the clothes I like all kinds of stuff like that. And then just by being a Black girl myself and like how I see myself and, what I want to put on, how I want to do my hair, where I want to go. And as far as the color schemes go, this year I've been a lot more intentional about it so that my page kind of flows a little better. In the past, I've just kind of like whatever I felt at the time I was changing my color scheme. So I would go from like pink to blue to green and things like that. But now I'm trying to incorporate, I do 15-day blocks of color schemes. So I try to incorporate a color or two from the previous block in the following block so that it flows a little better. And so when you're scrolling through the page, like you feel like there's some uniformity about
Yeah.
it.
With these illustrations, how did you decide this is something that I'm good at, or how did you discover that you even had this skill?
Oh, it was completely out of spite. It fell in my lap because I thought this girl was being mean to me. It did happen in quarantine. It happened in 2020. So I was working at Apple at the time and I was in grad school. And I mean, everything stopped. And so I already had Destiny Darcelle, it was already my Instagram, but it was a Finsta. So I was just posting like, because I'm really good in Photoshop. Photoshop has always been my jam. So I was just literally taking pictures of myself and cutting myself out and putting myself on backgrounds. Like I was just making collages because I just love a collage and
Yeah.
just posting it. And I wanted a separate Instagram than my other Instagram because I didn't really want my friends to see. Like I just wanted to post what I
Yeah.
wanted to post. I didn't
Premium.
want anyone judging or looking,
Yeah.
So that's what it was for. And so one day I saw an illustration and I was just like, oh, this is really cute. And it was a Black girl. And I was like, let me put it in Photoshop and let me just like change the color of the flowers and, make it look a little bit more like me. Now that was the intention. And so I posted it and I tagged her and everything because like I didn't mean to steal it or anything like that. And I wasn't intending to sell it. I literally was just posting it because it was just one of my posts.
Inspired. Yeah.
Yes. And she reported it for copyright infringement. Instagram took it down. And I was just like, she is so evil and mean. And I cannot believe she did that. And now I feel like she's trying me. I feel like she's challenging me.
Yes,
I
yes.
feel like she wants to see if I can get more followers than her or something. Like that's how I took it. That's really how I took it. And
Yeah.
the next day I called my dad and I was like, Dad, I get a 20% discount at Apple for an iPad. If we can just give me an iPad and Apple Pencil because this girl is being mean to me and I need to do better than her. And he's just like, okay. So he buys me the iPad and literally the rest is history. I've been drawing every single day since.
So this is self-taught. Like you taught yourself this, you decided, girl, F you, like gone somewhere and just
Yes. Yes, because I'm like, it didn't, I'm like, that does not look that hard. And she's really trying to be nasty. And literally, I started drawing every day since. And my style kind of came out of what I couldn't draw. So, like, I don't know how, I can't draw eyes. They always look weird when I try to draw them. So, my illustrations don't have eyes. A nose, that's out. I don't even know how to organize nose. So, it doesn't have, they don't have noses. And it just kind of became my art style out of what I didn't know how to draw because I was just trying to like build my following because I was like, this girl's being nasty. I have to get more followers than her. And so, like, it literally turns into a business without my intentions of being that it should be a business, which was a really, really difficult transition. But yeah, it was
Listen, that's what I'm talking about. Make your haters your motivators. That is an example
out
of that.
of spite. Yes, you can never underestimate like what it means and the gravity of being a villain in somebody's story. Like you really
Right.
can't. And she blocked me and everything.
So this is not like something that's just on your website. Like you are that girl. You are actually like in stores. I've seen it in TJ Maxx. I've seen it in Marshalls. Like it's hard to find because once people find it, they like snatch everything
They
up.
snatch it up, yes.
Like has major campaigns with like large gas station retailers. Like this is not just a little something that started as out of spite and hadn't gone anywhere. It has definitely like tripled
Yeah.
in everything. That is crazy. That's well, you know what? That's some inspiration for everybody. Do you only do this artwork during the day? Like, is this something that you focus solely on, or are you able to like venture out and do other things outside of the digital art?
It's my money maker. I mean, it's what's feeding me, so it's what I do. I'm not a fan of any other type of mediums of art necessarily. Like you'll see on my Instagram, like I've tried to like start, like drawing my journals and coloring it that kind of way. And I can do that, but I cannot stand for things to get on my hands. So like paint is never going to be a thing. Pastels is never going to be a thing. Anything that can get on my hands is never going to be a thing. Like I cannot take it. I don't know what it is. I cannot take it. So digital art is just strictly my girl, and it's perfect for me. Because even when I try to draw in my journal, I catch myself hitting like the undo button, and there's no undo button, and I'm just like, oh my God, I need my iPad.
So you actually know how to draw. Like your drawings, you draw freehand in your journal and then color it out, or like how does that work?
Yes. So since this all kind of fell in my lap, like I had to start out with like using like an overlay and drawing over pictures and everything. And I did that for such a long time that like my hand learned how to do it. So I freehand now because I've learned how to do it because that's how I started out. So I've trained myself to be able to freehand all my drawings as well. Didn't start that way, but I taught myself how to do it.
Okay, so then for someone that's interested in doing this or at least having this as a hobby, maybe they're not trying to be like, that girl, what are some like tips or tools you would recommend for anybody starting out?
I think people get hung up. A lot of people ask me, like, what kind of iPad that do I use? What app am I using? And it's none of that's relevant. Like, it doesn't have to be an iPad. It doesn't have to be the newest iPad. It doesn't have to be any of that. Like, all you need is some sort of tablet. It could be Microsoft, whatever. And it can be any app that you can draw on. It can be Procreate. It can be Adobe Fresco. It could be Draw. It could be just paint. Like, it's whatever app that you want to use. I think people get hung up on it thinking that it somehow makes you better at it, and it really doesn't. It really doesn't. It just depends on how much you want to put into it and how much consistency and discipline you have going into it. But I really feel like consistency is the key. I feel like since I started in quarantine, I had the time and so much time on my hands. Like there was no problem with me being consistent because there was nothing else going on. I wasn't going to school. I wasn't going to work. We was all just sitting on the couch watching Netflix. So I'm just like, so I had the time. So I think now it's a little bit more difficult, but I think that if you do put in the time every day, then you really, teach yourself your own style, teach yourself what you're good at, what you're not good at, pivot, do things differently, because I'm really a huge advocate for evolution in your art. Everything doesn't have to look how it looks when you started.
Right. That's true. Because I've seen you even do like some redos of past art. And it's just crazy to see like how it looks now versus when you started. And I'm like, it still looks good, but it's like, oh, okay, I see what you did there. You innovated
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Little differences. I try to change little things at a time, like what I want to look better. And then once it all comes together, you see like major changes in it. But
Yeah.
like I do a little bit at a time because it all adds up.
What's like a common misconception or like a myth of like being in this industry and creating like this digital art? What's something that people think is one way, but it really isn't like that?
I kind of think when it comes to my clients, a lot of the time, like everything sounds easy. Like when you're typing it out, like, can you change this? Can you change that? Like, it's all easier said than done. Like, so I think sometimes people feel like, and I mean, I felt like this too, but I think sometimes people feel like it doesn't look hard. Like, I can do that too, but they don't really understand like the work that's put into like getting the style perfectly and getting what you said into this style, even though it's not my style at all. And everything sounds easier said than done. Everything sounds like it's going to take 5 minutes when it's really going to take me 5 hours.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that people feel like, oh, I could do that. And I'm
Yeah.
like, you could if you put in like the 10,000 hours that I put in to, perfect it. But I think that people think it looks easier than it is.
Yeah. What's been like a project that you've worked on that has either been like really difficult that you didn't anticipate to be difficult, or that's been like really exciting that you were like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, and then it turned out to be like one of your favorite projects?
When I did For Colored Girls, when they were on Broadway, that was one of the most difficult projects that I did because it was the people who were, I don't know what to call them, like if they were, like they weren't the people that were directing the show, but they were the people that were like funding it, I guess, or like on the board of it, or whatever those people were. They were all white people. And so those were the people that had to approve everything. And like, though, so I wasn't working with like the director or the actors. I'm working with like the people that are funding it. And so, like, they're not really under, they don't really, they didn't really understand what I was trying to portray. Like, they were just like turning the braids. Like, they were like, is this a dread? And I'm like, it's clearly a braid. Like, they just like, it was just like things that they didn't understand. And it was so much back and forth because it was so much that they didn't understand. It was so difficult. And it was so many of them. So I'm like, there's so many opinions on the table of what they want to change, what they want done. And then I think the writer, maybe there was a black lady. There was a black lady. And so, like, she tried to advocate for me and advocate for it as much as she could. But, like, at the end of the day, there were so many of them. And so, having so many opinions was super difficult. And they turned it into like a little animated series as well. So, like, I had to make different, like, key visuals for them to animate, which was difficult as well for them to understand everything, every little piece. It was very time consuming. It was very difficult, but it was very rewarding in the end. Everything turned out super well. When you Google For Color Girls, like you see it, like it's everywhere. And so, it makes me super happy, but that was a very difficult project. And I'm just like, if they hit me up again, do I have the capacity to do that again? Oh my God.
How long does it typically take to like work on a project like that? Or what's like the longest project that you've had to work on? And do you have any like dream brands that you know like on your checklist for this year or within the next like 3 years you want to have something done with them?
Girl, I have a list. Let me read it. I have a list. Funny you should ask. Let me see. And it's called wish list. So I want to work for, okay, we have Target, of course, Paranova, which is a nail brand, Walmart, Dove, Kleenex, Apple, Sephora, Netflix, any of the HBCUs, Crocs. Oh, Crocs would be a dream. 15% Pledge, Aerie, Adobe, Stanley, Warby Parker, Papier, I think it's Papier. Yes, EOS. And yes, that's all I have for now.
That's a good list. That's a good list. I feel like a lot of those you can knock out. Yeah, like
Yes, I'm like, I feel like a lot of those I can, like, that's the list currently.
So we'll say within the next 6 months you'll have at least two of those checked off, and then by the end of the year you'll have like three more, just like boop, boop, boop. That'll be done.
Arianne, let's speak
Put
into existence.
that in the atmosphere for you. Oh my gosh. Okay. With all the work that you do, do you have anyone that has inspired you that you've like found in this industry along the way, or even just like reading or listening to music? Is there something that has continued to inspire you to keep you working and to keep you going?
Yes, so I feel like I've made artist friends, even though I've not met them in person. Like all of my girls, like I love Winnie Weston, Art Peace, Reyna Noriega. I think her name's Princella. I think that's right. And they all inspire me. I think Reyna Noriega is like my girl. Like she's always been like the one, that girl to me. Like
Yeah.
she everything, and I met her in person.
Oh, wow.
And so I love like her colors and how she like, you know, is always everything is always very, very bright and positive. It makes you feel like it's, I mean, she's from Miami and her page feels like you're in Miami.
Yes,
Like, and
yes.
I've always loved that so much. And I also have been following her long enough to have seen her evolve in like her style. It has completely evolved. And I'm like, that's it's so fun to watch. And it feels like it gives me permission to evolve, kind
Yeah.
of like, you know, because it's scary to try to do new things because like my old thing was working. So it's scary to try new things, hoping that it works.
Yeah.
But I think when you're like confident in your work, it shines through anyway. And like seeing her still be successful, even as her style changes, I'm just like, yes, girl, I love you. My God.
I love that. I love that. Now, do y'all have like a little like girl coffee chat or a group chat? Do y'all talk like communicate like regularly, or is this just something like you could tap in like, hey, I need some help with this, or like how does that work? Like, is it just the online community that you lean into?
Yeah, I don't, we're not like actually friends, like, but like in my head, but like not in like real life. So
Yes,
like
yes.
she is, and like all of my artist friends are somebody that I can always DM or anything
Okay,
and be like, hey
yes.
girl, like I saw this, like what do you think about this? And sometimes I do get that and I always make sure I respond because when I first started out and I was like reaching out to people, no one would respond to me.
Wow.
So I make sure that I respond to anybody. Literally anybody who is like asking for advice or wants help or wants my perspective or my opinion on anything, like I make sure I respond to every single person that asks me something like that because people aren't responding to me. And I'm like, that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
So I try to make sure that I'm the one that is responding. I don't want to be the villain.
No. That's only when the bills aren't paid, but everything
Right.
else, we're good. Okay.
Right.
What do you do for like self-care? Because I feel like sitting on an iPad and drawing, that can hurt your hands, or like it just seems like over time you have to kind of take those breaks. So what do you do when you're taking those breaks to like, release and have fun?
I feel like that's constantly changing because
Yeah.
I feel like the dynamics of my life are constantly changing. So it used to be that I didn't respond to anybody after 5 p.m. I don't respond on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm not working. I'll talk to you on Monday at 9 a.m. That used to be my thing. And that used to be my self-care. Like I can't even express how good it feels to get an email at 5:30. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You're gonna have to try again. Like it's such a good feeling. And I spend a lot of time in the nail shop. I spend a lot of time in the nail shop in there
Understand
telling my business. I've been there telling my business to everybody in the nail shop, having a good time. Okay. Oh, I have a good time in there. I mean, getting my hair done, just getting cute, and then hanging out with my friends, making my boyfriend take me to whatever is going on in Atlanta at the time.
Passenger Princess.
Passenger princess. And so like I feel like that has changed because like he came into my life in the last year. So I'm just like it's so nice to have him because I'm like I do want to go out sometimes
Yeah.
and not have to worry about my surroundings because you're gonna It's so nice to have him around, and he makes things easier. It's like just the basic things, because I don't feel like I have a lot of time for self-care. I don't make as much time as I should, but those are the basic things I do.
I mean, that's a pretty extensive list. Like hair and nails alone, that's 5 hours gone, like right out of
Yes. And I'll be in there having a ball. I'll be in there giving advice.
the
I'll be in there giving relationship advice. I don't know nothing about relationships. I'll be in there giving relationship and marriage advice. I don't know nothing about either one of them. Not
Doctor
about
Phil.
them.
That is funny. What's one thing that has been like a lesson thus far as you've been like an entrepreneur doing this digital artwork? What's been a, I say a failure just for people to understand, like something that may have been a setback, but that was turned out to be a lesson to help you grow in your like expertise or just as a businesswoman? Like, what has that looked like?
I want to say it had to be 2020. So remember I said when I first started out, I was doing a lot of overlays. So one of those overlays was this hoodie that I saw. It said Black Woman on a Mission, I think is what it said. And I'm like, it's so cute. And there was a girl who was like selling the hoodies, and she made the hoodies. And I tagged her and everything, but like, you know, at the time she didn't have a big following. I didn't have a big following. Like, I'm just drawing. She just trying to sell her hoodies. Like, boom. TJ Maxx picks up that illustration. They want to sell it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, because me and her had an agreement, like, you know, you can use it, like you can sell it however you want, like whatever. She's small, I'm small, whatever. But of course, we didn't imagine that either one of us would blow up, or TJ Maxx wants to use it, or TJ Maxx is selling it. She emails me, and she's just like, she emails me, but she doesn't email me as her. Like, it kind of sounds like she's emailing me like as a lawyer. So pretty much it's saying like, you know, like, do you have, you don't have permission to use this, like blase blase, pretty much was the basis of it. You don't have permission to use this, like we need to set up a meeting. She like files a report with TJ Maxx,
Oh my gosh.
and mind you, and it's blowing up on TikTok that like TJ Maxx has stolen her work, but the
Oh.
everything has my name on it.
Yeah.
It's blowing up on TikTok. I never saw the TikTok. I mean, like, if you're not on the corners of TikTok, that, I mean, my TikTok is recipes, it's people's business about what they man been doing. Like, that's what my TikTok for you page looks
Your
like.
algorithm is not the same.
Yeah, so I'm just like, of course I didn't see that. Like, I'm not on art TikTok, because that's not what I look at on TikTok. Like, that's not what I've seen. So pretty much the agreement that we had that I could use it is null and void, because there was no, she didn't have it trademarked then, but she has it trademarked now.
Okay. But
So we have it, she reports it to TJ Maxx, TJ Maxx reports it to the third party that bought it for them. And we had to have a meeting with like the president and everything. And pretty much they had to take it all off the shelves, everything with that off the shelves. And everything that they sent it all to her, like all of, I think they were just mugs. So they sent all the mugs with her, the illustration on it, sent it all to her, had to take it out of the store altogether. And that taught me the lesson of you have to, like, you just have to be so careful with like intellectual property. Like, it is such a thing. Things that are not trademarked today could be trademarked next year, and like everything that you sold, everything that you used it on, they can take that. Like, they can come after you for that if they choose to do so. And so I really learned that day to be really, really careful of like any type of agreement, because it wasn't like we went into contract. And you know, in her defense, like, she didn't know she was gonna blow up. I didn't know I was gonna blow up. Like, I don't think anybody was wrong in the situation.
Oh, yeah, it was
We
just
just didn't
timing.
see it coming for either one of us. And I could see how she thought that maybe TJ Maxx stole her saying or whatever. I can see how that happened. I got that. And that was such a big lesson. Such a huge lesson. in intellectual property and like just being cognizant and conscious of what you're drawing, what you're using, like if you're trying anything you're trying to do, like you can get sued.
Oh,
And so
yes.
she didn't sue me or anything. Like they came to an agreement and they sent her all of the mugs. But it was really scary for me because I'm like, nothing like this has ever happened. I don't want you guys to hate me. I don't want anybody to hate me. Like I'm not
Right.
trying to steal from the lady. Like nobody is trying to, be nasty or undermine anybody.
Right.
But that was such a huge lesson in intellectual property. Like truly, truly, truly. And that was that. Nothing like that has ever happened again. Nothing like that will happen again. But that was that for the moment.
Now, do you have all of your artwork like trademarked, or do you like have to go through that process every time you create something, or it just depends on what the project is that you're creating?
Well, it depends on the project that I'm creating. Like all the stuff that you see on my page legally belongs to me and it's like intellectually my property,
Right.
but like, I can't go through and trademark every single thing. Like the trademark
Right.
process takes months. So I would literally never stop doing it, or I would come up with one or two pieces a year
Yeah.
because like it takes such a long time to trademark it. Like I could trademark my name, of course, my tagline, that kind of thing, but each individual piece I can't trademark. So it does kind of leave me open for people to try to steal it or try to recreate it and sell it on stuff like that. I try not to think about it.
But it won't
But
be you. You have the secret sauce, so it's like y'all can
yes, that's what
try.
that's what I try to remind myself. Like,
Yeah.
like they can't do what I do. Like it is still mine. And everybody recognizes my art when they see it. Like
Yes.
they recognizes me when they see it. So I'm just like, so that makes me feel better and it gives me comfort. So technically, I can sue anybody who tries to use it or use it on anything. Like I can sue you
Yeah.
unless you are a company that's not in America, which is also a thing. So
Oh.
a company from in China has started taking my work and putting it on sweatshirts. Yes, and I even saw one of my pieces on Temu, and it even had my name on it.
Are
It
you
had my name
serious?
on it. Yes, I'm like, you guys didn't even try to take my name off. My name was on the wallet. Like they literally just snatched it off my Instagram and put it on the wallet. And that is like significantly stickier because how you gonna sue somebody in China?
Right. Or where do you
Like
go?
we don't even follow the same laws. I mean, all I could do is report you on Instagram, ask other people to report you, and
Yeah.
I can go through a website for like copyright violations, but once again, you're in China.
Right.
Like the laws aren't the same, the requirements aren't the same. They can do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And so that is a thing that like I'm constantly looking out for. But all my followers always send me, and whenever they see something, they're gonna send it because they know it's me. And I'm just like, I don't know why these people want to steal. But here we are. But I know I got the sauce, the secret sauce, and if they could, they would. So
Where do you see Destiny Darcelle like in the next year or in the next 3 years? Like, what hopes do you have for this business and this craft?
think Lisa Frank, but black.
Ooh.
Lisa
Yeah.
Frank, but black is really, 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 really what I want to do. Like, I want it to be stationary. Like, I know everybody been asking for planners.
Yes.
I know.
Or at
I
least, a little.
know. My mom literally called me the other night and was just like, Destiny, you're ignoring everybody. They've been asking for planners for 3 years. You keep acting like you're going to make them. We haven't seen a planner and you're getting on my nerves too. And I'm just like, okay, definitely going to have planners this year because my mother is never wrong. We're going to have planners this year. So I'm starting to work on them now, but I want to do like stationery. I want to do notepads. I want to do folders. I want to do the pencils. I want to do the stickers. I want to give Lisa Frank. But I want to do like geared towards like Black women under 30 But like, of course, if you're over 30, you can use it too. But black women under 30, so like, I want it to be like that kind of budget, but I want it to be like the luxury of the black woman in her 40s money. Like, you know, like I want it to be that luxury, but I want it to be in the budget of like black girls in college. They can afford planner too, because $60 planners are crazy. Mine might be $60, I don't know, but I
It is.
it is expensive.
Can you
So
use the $60 planner again? Like, do you just take the pages out? Is that how that works?
no. And when I was in college, everybody bought those Lilly Pulitzer planners for $65. And my mom would never get me one because she's just like, who is buying that? And I'm like, everybody has that planner and I really want, it's so cute and I really need this planner. And she's like, no, you better use that free one the school got you. And I was using that one and like a $10 one from Target. She refused to give me that planner. But you know what? I'm grown now.
Yes.
And I can, I'm gonna spend $60 on planner.
Right.
All them girls in college was, all them girls in college was. And I'm like, and I know y'all was broke too. I know y'all
If
broke too, but y'all had that $60 for a planner. So,
you got it, get it, you know.
yes. So, and when I was little, I always wanted the Lisa Frank folders and notebooks, and my mom refused to get me those too because she was just like, no, you need to get the 10-cent notebook. And I'm like, why? I'm like, but this one's 85 cent. Like, I know you got 75 cent. I don't understand why I can't have this. And I will never let her forget how she told me no about that Lily, that Lisa Frank. Or that Lily Pulitzer. I'll never forget how she told me no about it and don't worry about it because I'm gonna make my own.
She's a
I'm gonna make
cost-effective queen. She said, "I'm just teaching you how to spend better in the future, but as long as it's my money, you're gonna have to pay up."
Yay. Yes, I had the 10-cent folders and the notebooks. But not my kids. My kids are gonna have the pretty ones and they're gonna be glitter on and everything else.
They're gonna be the talk of the class.
Exactly. Everybody's gonna want their planners and their notebooks. And they're gonna, it's gonna be because I made them. I'm gonna be the one that made them. And so yeah, so think Lisa Frank, but black and you know, luxurious but budget friendly. And that's my vision and that's my goal. I'm gonna start, you know, slow, but yes.
Okay, that's doable. That's doable. I think everyone's gonna be excited about the journals and just everything. Like I said, every time I try to look for it in like a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls, I'm like, oh, they done got it, y'all. I'm gonna have to come back and find it to find something else. I go to all the different ones around Atlanta, or at least for me around Atlanta, looking for it. So
I haven't found anything in Atlanta. I've gone to all of them. I haven't found anything in Atlanta. And it's like my mom found one in like Radcliffe, Kentucky. And I'm like, so that's where I
I will say, when I lived in Washington, I found one in my TJ Maxx in it Woodinville, Washington, which is like the middle of nowhere in the wine country. But I found some Father's Day cards and I bought them all. I was like, I got
am.
one daddy, but he gonna get
Yeah. Right.
these cards
Right.
every year.
Yes, they are. There's none in Atlanta. I've been to all the TJ Maxx, all the Marshalls, all the HomeGoods. There is none in Atlanta.
Yeah, the girls are buying it up, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately, but it's like, what about the rest of us? Like, just buy one so the rest of us can get one. So, you know,
Correct.
but that's good. That means you're gonna always stay in business. You're always gonna be booked and busy. Like, you can kind of move at the own your own flow of the day. So, what does a regular day for Destiny look like as far as like creating and then like moving with the rest of your day?
Well, I have a job now, so it looks drastically different, and I do mean drastically different. That job wants a lot of my time. It wants 8 hours every day. And so a lot of it looks like I get off and I'm immediately working. It's like 9 to 5 and 5 to 9 is a real thing. So I'm immediately working again. I usually schedule out emails because I still want to keep the boundary of, you know, not responding to emails after 5. So I schedule out emails usually to go out the next morning, or I'll wake up early the next morning and start sending out emails. And usually I am drawing, illustrating through the night. Like I usually get to bed like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, yes, I'm usually illustrating, but like sometimes I'm slow. And so like some weeks, like, I can rest, I can chill, come home and not do nothing.
Yeah.
But some weeks I'm pulling multiple all-nighters a week to just get it done. But my job is hybrid. So like I work like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the office and then Thursday, Friday at home. So I try to pull the all-nighters on the nights when I have to work from home the next day.
Right.
So I can at least like not have to get up as early, take a nap on my lunch break,
Yeah.
like so
Restore.
I have that going for me. But yes, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I don't have no kids. My only responsibility is myself. And
Yeah.
I figure, the time is now to grind it out and make it work. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Okay. So then we're coming to a close, and I always ask guests, like, what is a mantra you live by or a piece of advice you would give to someone either starting out and doing this or just someone that's like a young girl trying to figure out what her passion is?
My friends love when I say your gift will make room for you, but it really will make room for you. Like if it's something that you know, that you love, that you want to do, like your life will make room for that and it will prioritize that. And as long as you're pouring into it and being consistent and attempting to grow your discipline, because discipline is not something that a lot of people just have. It's something you have to teach yourself. As long as you're willing to do that and you're dedicated to doing that, you can do anything, literally anything. Discipline is hard, honey.
Listen, listen. I know it. I know
Whew.
Okay. So, where can the listeners find you? I'll put all this in the show notes, but where can they like buy your artwork? Where can they find you on social media? What's the best way to access Destiny Darcelle?
Okay, well, I'm Destiny Darcelle on Instagram, and on Twitter, but I don't really post my art on Twitter. I'm just on Twitter to talk shit and have a good time. I'm not there to work. So,
Yes.
hit me up on Instagram for work. If you want to crack jokes and be funny, hit me up on Twitter. That's where I do. That's what I do over there. And of course, destinydarcelle.com is where you can find all of my artwork and my journals and my hoodies and my shirts and my things, if you want to buy them.
Then one last question. For the retailers that you currently work with, what retailers are you currently like having campaigns with or working with for your items to be sold?
Currently, it's still just TJ Maxx, HomeGoods, like that line. Currently, I'm still in some of those, if you can find me. I'm still in some of those. And yeah.
All right. That's more than I can say for a lot of people. So, but Destiny, it has been a pleasure to finally like see you face to face. I felt like when we worked together, it was just email and I was like, work.
Yeah.
But you were so sweet. Your work was just what I envisioned. You were quick. Like, I know you say you might take some time, but it felt very fast for me. I was like, wow, like this girl is Picasso. This is amazing.
Oh, thank you, girl. I try to stay on my deadlines. It's so hard sometimes.
You were amazing. But love your artwork. Always inspired by it. Even like, I don't know if anyone has seen the recreation of the Insecure poster that you did. Like, I follow Prentice Penny on everything, and then I saw that art. AD, we'll just say that because I'm sure they feature him and his wife's home, and the image that Destiny created just happened to be in one of the rooms, and I was like, I need a picture. And it didn't click until you posted it, and I was like, oh shit, this girl
Yes, wasn't
is
that so
everywhere.
cool?
That's bomb.
Oh
Like,
my God, I couldn't believe it.
ripped out of the headlines, ripped out of the magazine. I was like, yeah,
Yes, like
it's
that
huge.
was so cool. Ugh.
Yeah. So,
I'm so happy about it because I didn't know what was happening. Arch Digest emailed me like a few weeks prior and was just like, hey, your art is like seen in this like web series we're doing. Like no specifics, no, I don't know whose house it is. They were
right.
just like, what name should we use? Like that was it. Like that was it. It was no, like it's not in this man house, nothing. They're like, what name should we use for this? That was it. And I was just like, that's me.
Oh my God, that is bomb. Like that right there, I was like, you when you say your gift makes room for you, like that, I'm like,
It
wow.
literally makes room for you, like.
You did it. So we're supposed to be wrapping up, but I'm like, that is things that I, love to see. And congratulations on future success, on all these brand partnerships that you're gonna have, because they're gonna come.
They're gonna come.
Yes, they're gonna come. And I just hope that you are like blown away by how much success that you're able to accomplish just from something that was in your mind in 2020, trying to just, draw through the craziness of all the
They're definitely
things.
awesome.
But thank you again for being a guest. I hope that, this was just as much enjoyable for you as it was for me. And we're gonna wrap this on up. For those that are listening, thank you for listening to Since Y'all Don't Read. You can find us on Instagram at Since Y'all Don't Read. You can find me on Instagram at The Mia Chantel. You can listen to this wherever you stream podcasts or at miachantel.com. And I will catch you all on the interwebs again. So, Destiny, thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, everybody, bye.